Welcome to Jersey Guy Sports, the home of sports talk about the Yankees, Giants, Rangers, and Rutgers, and I'm your host, Don, and thanks for tuning in. Now, today we're going to be talking about the Giants need a new quarterback. Prove me wrong, coach. Prove me wrong. So let's get started. So the New York Giants made their decision Friday, and they hired their new head coach, Brian Daboll. Daboll and general manager Jim Schoen, along with owner John Mara, from everything you read, seem committed to Daniel Jones at quarterback. And they seem convinced that he's better than his 10-25 record. Better than his awful turnover rate, better than his 24 career touchdown passes in 25 career games, that he's better than his 221 passing yards per game, and better than his 84 career quarterback rating. Well, I'll tell you what, they better damn well be right, because here's the thing about getting a new franchise quarterback. The opportunity to get a new franchise quarterback is rare, and it's fleeting. And the Giants have been shitty enough over the past 5 years or so to have excellent high draft picks in the first round, and with that, the ability to select what could have been a franchise quarterback year after year after year, the last 4 or 5 years. Because of their utter inability to properly assess talent, coupled with their, I guess, utter incompetence of the former general manager, Dave Gettleman, they failed to properly secure a franchise quarterback. Teams are afforded this opportunity when they have a high enough draft pick to select a great quarterback, right? The Giants, if they win a few more games this year, which is probably likely because they're so bad, it's quite likely they'll win a few more games, they will not have a draft pick high enough in the 2023 draft to actually get a franchise quarterback. However, this year, 2022, they have the number 5 and number 7 overall picks in the draft in April. And it seemed extremely worth it and excellent asset management if they were to select a quarterback with one of these two picks, in my opinion. Especially if, in their opinion, their assessment shows that they can get a good quarterback at that spot. You know, perhaps the Pittsburgh quarterback, Pickett, or someone else. Because think about it. Next year, if they wind up winning, say, 6, 7, 8 games in 2022, right? That's a slight improvement. You know, they may end up with, who knows, the 12th pick, the 11th pick, the 14th pick overall in the 2023 draft. And teams do not generally get a franchise quarterback with that low of a first-round pick. So while it's all the rage, if you listen to all the talking heads and read a newspaper columnist to say, Daniel Jones deserves one more year for evaluation, this one more year will essentially put a nail in the Giants quarterback, franchise quarterback coffin, since there will not be an ability to get a franchise quarterback after this year. The time to look for a quarterback is right now and not next year when they will not be in a position to get one. And it's pretty amazing how no one seems to realize this or even think about it or discuss it. Now, that said, I will fully admit that Jones does not have the offense around him, which would help him thrive. But there are things about quarterbacks that you can notice regardless of who's around him. You can notice their accuracy. You can notice the ability to move within a pocket. You can notice being able to throw accurately, to throw on the run, many other things. None of those attributes are dependent upon the team that's around you, right? And Daniel Jones simply is not good enough in these areas, and it has nothing to do with the damn team around him. This is especially noticeable, too, if you're watching the playoffs and seeing these other great quarterbacks. The difference is just amazing. Jones is simply not good enough, in my opinion. Now, what I want, and why I recorded this particular podcast, what I want is for our new head coach to prove me wrong. So, Brian Daboll, prove me wrong that Jones is not accurate. Prove me wrong that with a good line, Daniel Jones will develop good pocket presence. Prove me wrong that with better receivers, Daniel Jones will now suddenly become more accurate. And I don't say this facetiously. I actually want this to happen. But as you can tell from the tone of my voice, I'm very dubious that Jones can actually accomplish this. And I can't legitimately sit here and tell you that Jones is going to make a sudden turnaround, but I will be extremely happy. You know, I will, if he does this, and, you know, very proud of the team and the general manager and the coach, you know, if they actually make it happen. It would be a Herculean effort. But since I am not the one to, I guess, pray for Herculean efforts, I think we need to get a quarterback in the 2022 draft. And I think now is the time, and we should not waste the opportunity, and we should take a shot with one of our two high first-round draft picks, and I think it's time. Prove me wrong, Dable. Prove me wrong. Thanks for listening to Jersey Guys Sports. Please tell your friends if you like what you're hearing, and I'll be back soon with some more sports talk. Thanks, everyone. Have a good day.